Welcome to Shom Achshav and Nadav, Shir Sponsor, Lui Nishman, Sam Yaakov, Shom Leam Bas Yitzchok. We're holding over the Zohar Daf Ayin. The Gemara, in the end of Amud Aleph, brings that when we have thieves, there was thieves that went to Paradiso, we say that probably the Yain is not Osir. Why is that so? Omar Rova, Chama Shari, my timer, Rubo Ganve Yisrael Ninu. Most of the thieves are Yisrael. What does it mean that most thieves are Yisrael? So as the Gilead points out over here, it means most thieves in that place, in that location, most of the thieves are Yisrael, and therefore you can allow the wine, because I'm saying it's not a goy, it's a Yisrael. But there is an oimik in the Lashon of the Gemara, the Rav Ganvei Yisrael. We bring here two explanations that's brought down in Gedolei Rabbeinu. One explanation is brought down in the Shem Shmuel, and that's based on the Ma'aral that we mentioned just a few shurim ago. The Maral says the Ikra Ma'il of Am Yisrael that they do things benister. They're not publicizing things. They don't do things in public. The difference between a Jew and a Goy be'etzim is that a Jew is interior, is nister, is hidden, is concealed, while a Goy does things outside and he wants people to see what he's doing. So says the Shem Yishmo based on that, the Goyim, when they want to steal, they become gazlonim, not ganovim. They do the theft in broad daylight. They're not trying to hide what they're doing. But Yisrael, their nature is to do everything in a hidden way. So even when they steal, they do it in a hidden way. That's why Rav Ganvei Yisrael, Rav Gezlonim Goyim, Rav Ganvei Yisrael, that's what the Shem Shmuel says based on the Yisrael of the Ma'aral. But the Bnei Yisoschar, in his Sefer Derech Bekudecho, says, Dover Niflo Moid, Dover Omak Moid, he says like this. The Chavis Elevovis in Shar Gimel Pregdal teaches us that by Ayid, there's no such thing as Dvar HaRishus. What does it mean? Everything a person does, it's either a mitzvah or an aveira. If it's marbik for Shemayim, if it's doing what Hashem wants him to do, so it's a mitzvah. And if he's doing something which is not, so automatically it's an aveira. And that's what you get to every single thing a person does. When a person goes on vacation, if he's going on vacation because he needs to relax and he needs to be able to refresh his mind, so he'd be able to worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu better, so that's a mitzvah. If he's taking a vacation, he doesn't need it, and he's just a batola, and he's wasting his time, so then it's an aveira. There's no such thing as the middle ground. Either you're doing, it's adding to Kvod Shemayim, or it's not. By a Yid is Meshubah, the Yid is obligated, he's subject to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he needs to put everything he can for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that includes everything he needs for his own self as well. Whatever he needs to eat, whatever he needs to drink, whatever he has to need for parnaso, whatever he needs to relax as well. Everything he needs to do, it's part of his contract, so to speak, to worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if he's doing anything which is outside of that realm, he's doing anything which is not going to add to anything to Kvod Shemayim, so then he is violating his contract. And Yimele, it's also to do it. It's the Yimele, it's an Aveiro. There's no such thing by Yisrael Dvar Rishos. Says the Meisoschar, that's a din only by a Jew, not by a Goy. By a Goy, we have a din, that you have a din, Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. They have to keep their mitzvahs. Once they kept their mitzvahs, they're free men. They have their own free time. They could do things that not necessarily are adding to their avodas Hashem, because they're not slaves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're not servants to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like Am Yisrael is. So says Bnei Yisoschar, by Am Yisrael, all those that are not so careful with their time, all those that are taking some of their abilities and the koiches and their time and using it not necessarily for Kvod Shemayim, they are considered to be ganavim. They're stealing. Because they have a contract, so to speak, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be worshiping HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If they're doing anything which is outside of that, so they're stealing from their contract. That's what it means, Roiv Ganve Yisrael. If you take proportionally, how many in the world are ganavim? There's much more Jews that are ganavim. Because even those, they're not stealing money for somebody else. They're taking away from their time or from the koichos or from their intelligence that Kishbuk gave them and using it for things that Kishbuk doesn't want them to use. So they're ganavim. So Yimele Roiv Ganvei Yisrael v'advarim amukim ad l'moid, and very fitting for the beginning of the avoid of Chodesh Elul, beginning of the avoid to get to be mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shove email us to WhatsApp, please email shomachshove@gmail.com.